In 2017, Syracuse Jewish Family Service invited WRVO to help celebrate its 125th anniversary by recording the stories and significant lifetime experiences of Central New Yorkers. The resulting project is Story Sharing CNY, a collection of discussions between family and friends presented in their own words. Now we're sharing these stories with you. In this Story Sharing CNY, Seamus Kirst talks with his mother Nora about the history of addiction in their family and her reaction to the book he wrote describing his experiences.
It was very emotional because thinking about some, you know, my own son having this problem and thinking about all the lives I've seen it ruin, and there was a sense of guilt in a way too because of, you know, family history and thinking, well, your father and I both have that, and thinking, oh, you know, it's just like, That's a difficult thing.
It's really hard with personal writing to know the appropriate amount to write about other people. And I think that's the most challenging part for me as like a memoirist or somebody who writes a personal essay, is telling your story and like feeling comfortable taking accountability for your own actions, but not knowing like how much is appropriate to disclose about somebody else. And also like acknowledging that memory is not this static, monolithic thing, and that everyone's memory is different, and that that doesn't necessarily mean somebody's wrong or that somebody isn't, because emotions aren't exactly universal. So like two people can have different memories that I think are like both valid. And how do you think being an adult child of alcoholics impacted how you dealt with my alcoholism as your child?
I guess it's different when it's your child because you want to do everything you can to protect them, and you would do anything, you would give up anything. You know, you would trade places with them in a second if you could. And when it's your parents, you feel so like you have no control over it at all. Even with your child, you do too, really, because you know they're not going to change unless they decide to. But something inside you still hopes you can help them make that change.
I think just having that dialogue, like whether you have it through a therapist who's really like emotionally fostering and like soft and kind of leads you there, or you have somebody who like calls you out, you just have to have those conversations to get to that point.
I just want to say how proud I am of you, and just what you've done yourself, and what you've shown me, you know, and just how many people you're helping and will continue to help.
Well, I'm proud of you too, and I think it's easier for me to talk about whether it's like generational and like, you know, our generation just talks about things more. And I know that it's hard when you're programmed to do something differently. So I'm proud of you for learning to talk about it and like seeing how that helps other people.
It's difficult for me to talk about, but it's good for me to talk about. And reading your book helped me realize that.
Nora and Seamus Kirst. This discussion was produced by WRVO with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. More at StoryCorps.org.